Automatic AI magic, or how I am experimenting with artificial intelligence today. I am working on a visual programming language specifically aimed at busy young people. I want it to feel like a computer game, and I want it to make the young programmer powerful. Being able to dominate enemies ruins a game, but it does make a visual programming language. All of this is a lot simpler than it sounds. You build a network of virtual people called agents by connecting them together with lines. The lines attach from output port of one agent to the input port of another. It's really simple. The Linux operating system does the same thing. Here, the agent is a command, though, and the ports are called standard input and standard output. But in my program, I push up rather than reduce, and I introduce the concept of an agent inbox, of fancy queues and buffers that, although run in the background without the programmer's knowledge, they sure make the program more powerful. I rely on the agent supervisor programming model and far beyond. In short, the design is very human. It is easy for me to program the user interface, and it already feels a little bit like a game, and I enjoy it. But to make the young programmer powerful is a fun little challenge. This is all very new. I don't know what commands or agents they will even need, and I wouldn't want to create basic ones. I don't want to ship a program with basic building blocks that then are used to create more complex things, like you would normally find in a programming language. This would be boring, and it would ask the busy young programmer to invest their time into my program as they build the components they need and share and sell and debug. This would be too much to ask. The program is meant to make them powerful. From a certain perspective, I like to hope to ship an empty visual programming language, and you guessed it, with an interface to use an AI, be it local, or Llama, or commercial one. And I already tested how simple models behave when I ask them to design a program that relies on the agent programming model. The simple AI I tested created both agent networks and agent actions, things that the agents are supposed to handle or do. So a checkout agent in an e-commerce application would, for example, have a return to cart and pay with card actions. I'm sure the AI is not perfect at it, but it assists perfectly. To me, the checkout agent is a very large program component. It would be just a few lines of code, probably using Stripe. But such large functionality does not help the user build a custom program. So I sat down today to ask the AI to surprise me with genius-level code. And it did. The AI created incredible little machines, indeed, on a very high level. It is important to note that I did not ask the AI for anything specific, just that it should be genius, really clever. And just like that, the AI began returning little programming blocks. One that stands out is a circuit breaker. When a download, for example, fails twice, a circuit is broken for 10 seconds. The program sits and waits, giving the server time to recover instead of continuing to resubmit the requests. Another little machine of the 10 or so that I generated controlled how many programs can run at the same time and queued up new requests, returning to fulfill them when there is room. Very cool stuff. Without even mentioning a visual programming language, I get the AI to create brilliant little building blocks that are sure to be useful in many cases. Hundreds of these will indeed make a busy young programmer extremely powerful. Being a firm believer that code is liability, I will ship the descriptions of these little blocks along with some starter library. This way, the programmers can regenerate these genius blocks with ever more powerful AI as the time goes on. While I generate code that uses these blocks to create a server version of the programmer's application, one that does not rely on the visual programming language user interface, there is yet a third magical step hiding here, and that is regenerating that code in any language. I come from the world of Visual Basic, Perl, PHP, and ActionScript, and I adore JavaScript. To me, modern JavaScript is the promised version of Perl. But it won't take much effort to convert JavaScript and the building blocks behind it to Python, PHP, Perl 5 and 6, and even ASP, and perhaps strongly typed languages like C++ as well. And it is the building blocks, the agents, that will very nearly promise that this may just work out perfectly. The agents are simple, they are well-defined despite being genius little bits of machinery. The AI can describe what it generated in great detail. It can add matching tests in multiple languages. So my visual programming language written in JavaScript for portability, with the help of AI, may just be able to output code for every programming language. The AI would provide tests for stability, for memory leaks, and for security problems. In closing, the world has changed completely. And it happened so quickly that we'll probably never have time to complain about any of it. As new, even greater marvels are headed our way, and so much more quickly now, precisely because of artificial intelligence.